Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottering 333. Thank you for coming to listen to what the Lord has been showing me. Today I have a prophetic warning dream that I received about a killer tornado. And when I woke up, then the Lord gave me a message as well. So please hang in there so you can hear the message that I will read to you after I explain the dream. On November 7th, I put out a video concerning disasters that are coming. And the Lord did show me that many of these disasters are definitely weather related. And if you haven't already seen that video, I'll have the link down below. Go ahead and watch it. It'll explain a little bit more of what I'm talking about. It has to do with the correlation to what's happening also in the Middle East. Since that video, there have been a lot of weather-related disasters that we are seeing increasing all over the world, as we will see as we go further and further into the end days. We have seen a lot of volcano activity more than usual. We've seen earthquakes like what's going on in Iceland and as the volcano is ready to erupt. There have been biblical hailstorms in Saudi Arabia. There have been rivers that have been turning red. And just recently, Russia just experienced one of the worst storms ever. Now, I will have all of those that I just mentioned. I will have links to them if you are not familiar with what's been happening down below, so you can check them out. And also, if you wouldn't mind, please subscribe and ring the bell for further notifications and share this video on your platforms and with friends and family so we can get the word out and that it will go to the people who need to hear the warnings that the Lord has given me. So thank you very much for doing that. All right, so now I want to share with you this dream that I got on the 12th. During this dream, I was more terrified than I've ever been, I think, in any dream. And I started dreaming prophetic dreams back in 2010. So I think this is definitely one of the top five dreams where it was so realistic and I was very scared. Even when I woke up, it took me a while to calm down from this dream. All right, in this dream, I was in a large house with lots of people. We were all waiting for the news because we knew that there was a huge tornado coming our way. I looked up at the window, out the window, and I saw a black cloud passing by, and it gave me the chills. Then in the next scene, we were all hovered around a table with a computer on it, and there was a weatherman online who we were talking to. And he was completely freaked out about what was about to come. And he told us that we need to find cover now. And then he showed us a map of where we were. And all I saw with this map, I didn't see the state or anything. I just saw that this was like an inlet, like a peninsula inlet with water on all three sides. And it reminded me in the dream of the finger inlets that like are in the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland. And then he told us that, the weatherman told us, that this storm was not local, but that it had come from New Orleans, which I thought was very strange in the dream. After he told us to take cover, we all started running around finding a place. We were in a very large house. And I started running around not knowing where to go, and I entered this large bedroom. And as I entered the bedroom, the first thing I did was look out the window. I looked up, and I actually saw now this tornado or whatever it was just black that was covering the window. And I was terrified. I felt paralyzed with fear. I felt like I was going to die. That's how real it felt. It was utterly terrifying. I then saw a bed behind me, and my first instinct was to dive under it immediately, even though it was very low to the ground. So I barely got my body underneath, and my legs were hanging out. I started hearing the winds and hearing noise all around me, and all of a sudden, I felt faith swelling up inside of me through the Holy Spirit. Faith swelled up, and instead of being afraid, I all of a sudden felt the power of the Holy Spirit come upon me, and I yelled out and commanded the tornado to leave, to dissolve, to dissipate, to be still, and to be no more in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I waited, and I didn't hear anything, and I waited a little bit more, and I still didn't hear anything. So I decided to come out from my hiding place to see what was going on. And I slowly got up and I looked out the window and I was shocked with what I saw. I saw nothing but blue. I saw a blue sky. Overjoyed, I ran out of the house to see if the tornado was truly gone. And once outside, the first thing I noticed that there was snow that went up to like my ankle. And I thought that was very strange. But then I looked out. And when I looked out, I saw complete devastation all around me. There was a large hill in front of me that had houses on it. And they had been plowed down. Not one remained. They were wiped away. And then I felt such sorrow gripped me when I saw the devastation. And that's when I woke up. I was really glad to wake up, brothers and sisters, from this dream. I was sweating it, I'm telling you. I was so grateful that this was not real. When we are given disaster-type dreams, the first thing we are to do, I believe, is to, I personally rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ, and I pray against it. I pray against it if it's going to harm people. And if it's a warning, a lot of times the Lord brings warning so we can pray against these type of things from coming to an existence. And other times the Lord just wants us to pray for His mercy to come during these times upon His people, to pray for the mercy of the Lord to be upon His people. Now, I believe that this dream refers to the weather disasters, and the Lord actually mentions this in the message I'm about to read to you. This refers to the weather disasters that are not only here, but are increasing and are going to continue to increase like never before. Some of these disasters are going to be from the hand of God, but others are going to be like weather wars from the hand of man. However, it also shows, this dream also shows us the mighty power that is given to the believers in Jesus Christ. It is the power of the name of Jesus, and we can read about that in Luke 10:19. I want to testify to how many times just in the last year or two, there have been many possible disastrous storms that have come or wanting to come near my home. And when that happens, I go out and I pray against them. And I have to testify, there's been many times where the Lord has turned the storm away from where I live and from my little town where I live. And I believe that the Lord actually wants us to learn this principle, like what I did in the dream, to rebuke it. Do you remember what happened with Jesus when he was in the boat with his disciples and a storm came and the disciples freaked out? It says in Mark 4 that Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion and the disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" This is because a huge storm came. When Jesus got up and he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And then the wind died down and it was completely calm. And then he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Well, from this above verse, we know that it takes faith, brothers and sisters. It's this kind of faith that can actually move the mountains and cast them into the sea. the Lord is calling us to have that kind of faith. It says if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can command the mountains and cast them into the sea, or we can command the storm to be still. This is comes through faith. We have been given the authority and the power as believers in Jesus to command these storms to be still, to disappear and be no more. It says in John 14:12, Jesus actually says that those who believe in him, those who believe in Jesus, will do the same works as him and even greater. Well, one of his works was to still the storm. And he promises that we can do the same. Read that verse, John 14:12. So brothers and sisters, I do say to you, please let's not forget this principle. We can actually have the power to crush the works of the devil with the authority that we've been given. And let us take that power with the leading of the Holy Spirit as we see an increase in these last days of the disasters that are coming. So before I read the message, I wanted to mention a couple more things about this dream, the map that was shown on the computer, the weather map that the weatherman showed us. It didn't show the exact location, but I do believe it was possibly referring to a tornado in the East Coast, and where there are a lot of finger inlets. The New Orleans reference, I believe that this was just a symbol. New Orleans was symbolic for forms of witchcraft or sorcery that's now being used against America to bring destruction. And then the snow. I don't know exactly what the snow meant. However, it possibly means the time of year, though tornadoes do not come in the winter. I don't know if this is a physical tornado that is coming or if it just represents weather-related disaster, so I don't know. But another thing about snow that I've had in my dreams is it also can represent the ash from a nuke. So I don't know which one that is, but I'll put both of those out there. It could represent the time of year, or it could represent a disaster coming that gives weather-related disasters like a nuke. All right, now I want to go ahead and read to you the message that I received. It's a short message, so hang in there. It explains a little bit more about the dream. This is what I heard. The tornado represents the disasters that are coming, some by my hand and others by the enemy. When these things come, do not cower in fear and tremble, but rise up and take authority over what is coming against you. You have that power within you. It is the same power that rose me from the dead, and it now lives within you. But my people know it not. So he's referring to this verse that's in Ephesians 1:19-20. It says this, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heavenly realms. So that's what I believe the verse the Lord's referring to. I go back to the message. My people have even greater power than when I walked on the earth, yet they have not learned how to walk in it or even how to access it. It comes only by faith and obedience. Just as I commanded the winds to stop, so shall you if you learn to walk in faith and the leading of my Holy Spirit. In my word, it says that when the righteous cry out, the Lord will hear and deliver them from all their troubles. Apply this, then testify to the miracles that come forth. For my power is great, and it comes through my vessels, those who are submitted and faithful. I am true to my word, though few believe. I perform acts of miracles to encourage and help those who find faith. I'll say that again. I perform acts of miracles to encourage and help those find faith. So share your testimonies, for they will be faith builders and will lead many to me. I'll say it again. So share your testimonies, for they will be faith builders and will lead many to me. And that was the end of this message. And I will close with Romans 8:11. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. Hallelujah.